From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump took to Twitter Friday to deny using an expletive, meaning dirty and impoverished, to describe African nations El Salvador and Haiti. He tweeted, quote, "The language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough, but this was not the language used," end quote. Speaking to reporters Friday, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin said otherwise.
As Senator Graham made his presentation, the president interrupted him several times with questions. And in the course of his comments, said things which were hate-filled, vile, and racist.
Greek protesters clashed with police on Friday after a march of some 20,000 against new reforms to be voted on in Parliament. Bill Gallo has that story.
Protesters struck at shield-wielding riot police with flagstaffs outside the Parliament building, with police responding with batons and volleys of tear gas into the crowds. The bill, pending Parliament approval on January 15th, would restructure family benefits, introduce a new process for property foreclosures, and make it harder to call a strike. The draft law has outraged many Greeks, who have seen living conditions and incomes plummet since the country first sought international aid in 2010. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
South Korea has asked the World Trade Organization for authorization to impose annual trade sanctions worth at least $711 million on the United States, a filing which was published by the WTO on Friday. As well as those sanctions arising from a dispute over trade and washing machines, Seoul also asked for permission to impose an open-ended amount of trade sanctions if Washington broke the rules again with regard to other products. This is VOA News.